and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
You got to get one in real quick before we get this thing started today.
I think you did.
Okay, all good. In case you don't know, Charlotte's a sneezer, a chronic sneezer. and we're going to make a bit out of it. But now I'm honestly nervous too with as much as you sneeze because...
You never know. You never know when it's going to hit.
We were going to give you guys a prize every time that Charlotte sneezed. But
unfortunately, we don't have the budget for a sneeze prize.
I'm afraid it would turn into just a madhouse.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was going to be once a week, but now it's turning into like three times a show. And so I don't know.
It changes depending on the season. Also, the sneezing.
Oh, that's fair.
Also,
not the sneezing, bro.
I thought you'd be more impressed though, because I got that out like right before the intro started.
It was like literally like three.
I forced that out extra early. I was like, come on. So,
got to get this thing in, man. Let's just do our Thursday thing. This is the One More Sleep chant. In case you don't know what this is, we just chant the words one more sleep. That's what we do, y'all. This is, we get, oh my gosh, one more day until Friday. For some of y'all, this is either the last or the second to last one more sleep until summer, which is like, wow, we're wrapping this thing up. I know. So just do it with your whole chest today, man. Let's make this one a really good one. And we'll do it in 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. Woo!
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, now, can I ask you a server question really quick?
Oh, yeah.
Jess was a server for a long time. And, you know, there's nothing more than I love. We talked about this on the show. My favorite compliment in the world is being confused for my age, right? Like, I love when people think I'm younger than I actually am.
Bro, your birthday was yesterday.
It was yesterday, right? And, like, y'all, I'm 43, right? And, like, I don't like to be 43. I'd rather be 35. Like, that's how I feel on the inside,
okay.
Right? So, like, 43 doesn't sound right on the outside.
Uh-huh.
So, yesterday, I go to birthday lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had done the whole bring out a slice of cake and da-da-da, you know, it's all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So
free dessert on your birthday. Hello.
The server brings out a slice of cake, does the candle, all that stuff, right? So, of course, I asked the guy. I said, well, how old do you think I am?
You're lame. Why are you one of those people?
I want to know. I always want to know how old people think I look.
I do not like it when people do that. I think that's so
well, here's,
weird.
That's heinous.
Here's what he said. And I want to know, was he being nice?
Yes.
Or was he being honest, an honest server? Because I expect my servers to be honest, not nice.
What do you mean? They're trying to get paid.
He looked at me and he goes, probably 32. Yeah. Probably 32.
And he probably was like, what's your favorite color? Blue? Me too. What's your favorite song? Mine too. What do you like to do for fun? Same.
He wouldn't lie about it, would he?
Dude,
when
the
you
man,
were a server, would you lie about like people's birthdays like that?
The man is trying to afford gas
to
right now. Whatever you want to say, whatever
That's
you
wrong,
say,
man.
He's literally going to respond
you would
with a smile. Oh, yeah.
Why?
I mean, because listen, you have to think about it. You are with these strangers for about an hour, right?
Yeah.
Maybe hour and a half. And you also, aside from you're trying to get paid and like make a living, you want to make that experience not just enjoyable for them, but also for yourself. So whatever I can do to make this little like blimp of a moment as enjoyable for the both of us, I'm gonna say whatever you need me to say.
I felt really good about that. I walked away
it's
feeling
everything,
like
everything. The person
I look
that I would turn
then.
Into,
I
it's just
great.
It's a customer service. I have a voice. It's very much
yeah.
just kind of like, hi everybody, how are you doing? No, really.
Gross.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't even know. Wait, where can I get that?
You're 32.
Absolutely.
Oh my god, you look 32.
Wait, how old are you? 22? Come on.
You can view it as
stop joshing me.
He's not joshing me.
Bro, he's at his job. He's there for 8 hours. Give him a break. Honestly, just let him drop off the cake and walk away.
Oh, man. All right. We'll go with 35 then.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number 3.
Orioles fans are in for a sweet treat this weekend in celebration of their City Connect 2.0 rollout. The Orioles announced the club will host a City Connect snowball truck tour taking place across Baltimore this Saturday and Sunday. The truck will make 8 stops at community events, pop-up visits, and festivals across the city, offering free snowballs to fans. So you're also going to have a chance to purchase team merch at these select stops, and you can get their full schedule on their website right now, Orioles.com.
Number 2.
Dunkin' has unveiled a new lineup of iced drinks and a new summer collab with Barbie that has officially hit their menus, featuring new items such as the pink pineapple and pink daydream refreshers. They also have a strawberry cloud matcha that looks really good, and then a Barbie pink strawberry cold foam that can be added to any of their iced drinks.
Are you freaking out?
Yeah, I mean, yo, Dunkin' is on fire. Their collab. collabs and themes have been so flippin' cute.
It's so funny because you don't remember the old school Dunkin'. Like, I come from the school of Dunkin' when, like, Dunkin' was just, like, the old school donut shop. They weren't cool. They weren't fun. It wasn't, like, hip. Now it's so cool and so hip, and they have all these, like, drinks and, like, it's fun.
And artist collabs.
Like, artist collabs. Yeah. It's like, you guys came into Dunkin' at a really good time. Back in the day, like, we get, like, the coolest thing that we got were, like, the minis, like, mini donuts, and, like, that was it. So it's cool to see, like, the evolution of what it's become for
sure.
Number one.
Megan Thee Stallion is teasing new music as a newly single woman. Following the split from Klay Thompson, Megan appears ready to channel that heartbreak into new music. A viral snippet is circulating online right now featuring the rapper declaring that her wifey era is officially over, seemingly referencing the fallout from her relationship. Fans have been eagerly waiting to see what she was going to do, how she was going to handle the breakup, and how it would inspire her next chapter, especially after Megan exposed Thompson of cheating. Megan and Klay went public with their romance in July of last year before ending their relationship this April.
Well, it's always the best music. Let's be honest. It's when we get the best, and I hate to say that, but it's always when we get the best music from the artist. It's like right after a breakup.
My thing about this is if you are going to break an artist's heart, it's like the breakup obviously took over the internet, right? And then she goes quiet. Right. And then you also have to keep in mind, it's like the quiet before the storm. You're about to be the main subject of this PR rollout. You're about to be the main subject of every music video, the album. So you would think, you know, how about you be nice to artists or make sure everything ends on good terms? Because you know, it's not over. It's just getting started. The summer just started.
It's just about to get good.
Okay. Watch out, Klay. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
One game show contestant got so hot, he literally won 74 games in a row, and it went down in TV history. But the crazy part about this thing is it almost never happened because of one rule on this show. Let's discuss right now in Throwback Thursday. If you've never done one of these with us before, y'all, it's fun. It's all nostalgia. We just go back. We listen to music from back in the day. We talk about things that happened in pop culture history. Let's start with music, though. We will do 2019, and how was?
Oh wow!
I know.
I almost was like, wait, what is this? Yeah. And I was like, oh wait, then the whole year flashed before my eyes.
Right, Lil Nas X, and
it was everywhere.
Old Town Road, and how's our guy doing? Anybody checked in on Lil Nas X recently? And
the last update with his situation was after his situation of being found like in the street wandering in LA, street, wandering around the street. He had a court date, and then also he was submitted to some sort of facility and seeking help. But that was like the last that we heard about it.
A few months ago, yeah.
Well, I just hope he's doing the best.
Yeah. Me too, seriously. Let's go back to 2007. Y'all, this song is still a banger. Say what you will about Maroon 5. This one.
What year was this?
2007.
Yes.
What do you
want to
say?
Who's on this song? Who's on this song?
Maroon 5.
No, but there's a remix with this song, right?
Maybe. Not that we're going to play right now, though.
Yeah, didn't they have like a feature?
Possibly, but I don't think it was the actual
song.
The one that was released for the radio, at least.
When Maroon 5 was popping off, their features and the collabs were truly top tier.
Yeah. I don't, we always talk about, like, do we want new Maroon 5? We're like, not really, but this era of Maroon 5, I was vibing with it.
This was groovy. It was fun.
1998, it was Next and Too Close.
I love this song.
And I was actually talking about this with my buddy Dan. We were in Utah about, like, we would just be singing the song, having, like, no idea, like, the meaning behind it. Our parents were like, why are our parents so mad about this song? Like, why can't we listen to this? I don't understand. We're like, oh, okay, well, yeah.
It always makes me think of that meme of that video a few years ago where the guy was like, why you always lying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why you always lying?
Had like a resurgence, you know? All right, it was 22 years ago, y'all, that Ken Jennings won his very first round of Jeopardy. And then he went on to win 74 more games.
I remember this.
Of Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, he is the host of Jeopardy, which is kind of crazy, right?
Good as life him. Went on, right? That's so cool.
Now, this is wild because, you know, the guy just goes on. He wins $73,000 his first time. But then the man just keeps winning. Nobody can beat him in this game. It goes on and on and on through his course of winning Jeopardy. He wins $2.5 million. I mean, we were all talking about Ken Jennings.
That's why they hired him, because they were like, we can't give you any more money.
we might put him on the payroll.
You're at least going to get taxed at this point.
Literally. I mean, he was. This guy was literally just a software engineer that just went to play Jeopardy one day. It's kind of weird how life goes. Now, all of a sudden, he's like the host.
That's awesome.
Let's go back to the moment where he finally, I want you to hear the disappointment
when he lost.
Of the audience.
Oh.
When this woman finally takes down Ken Jennings. Because, like, I mean, this guy was like our guy. Like, yeah. This was it. Listen.
The category is business and industry. And here is the clue, ladies and gentlemen. No. Most of this firm's 70,000 seasonal white collar employees work only 4 months a year. Nancy, you wrote down, what is H&R Block? Your wager. 4,401, taking you up to 14,401. You have a $1 lead over Ken Jennings right now. And his final response was FedEx. His wager was 5,601. He winds up in second place with 87.99. And Nancy Zerg, congratulations. You are indeed a giant killer.
Wow, that's cool.
Took him down, man. But I mean, he gets the last laugh because now here he is.
He's still getting paid.
Hosting America's favorite game show. So, you know, it was 22 years ago this week that Ken Jennings went on Jeopardy, and the rest is kind of Jeopardy history, I guess.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000
Okay, this game is worth $1,000 in free gas to Royal Farms. You never heard it before. Let's explain it to you as we get caller number 10 on this morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Celeste.
Celeste, what's up?
Hey, Celeste.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? How we doing?
I'm doing all right. Happy Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. 35. I appreciate it. Yep, still looking good. Celeste, it's weird being 43. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels weird saying those numbers. But so we're going to stick to 35. Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, that's cute. That's not me, though.
She's like, what's it like to be old?
That's cute.
All right, Celeste, you ready to play?
Ready to play. Can y'all hear me well?
Yeah, we hear you pretty well. Pretty good. Yeah, good enough. About 80%. Let's try it. Jess, how do we actually, no, Celeste, we don't hear you that well. It's a little fuzzy in the background. Go back to the way it was.
Okay, let me go back.
Okay.
The better.
There's this. Okay, there we go. All right, Jess, how we play this game? Are we going to do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Celeste, you ready to play?
I guess so.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. What does the E in WWE stand for?
Entertainment.
Correct. Question number two. What is the name of the song with the lyrics, I'm a survivor, I'm not going to give up, I'm not going to stop?
Survivor.
Correct. Question number three. Name a color found in the flag of Chile.
Ooh. Pass.
Question number four. What is the densest planet in our solar system?
Densest planet.
Yeah.
Pass.
Question number five. What kind of animal is a chinchilla?
Is it a mammal?
It's not a mammal.
We're looking for rodent.
It's a rodent, technically. Oh, it's a rodent, okay. Is what it is. Yeah. They're like a little tricky today, man.
It's okay. You're doing good, though. I felt like you did really good on like getting through the ones you knew and being good about passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to three, Jess.
Okay. So good job on number one. Good job on number two. Number three, name a color found in the flag of Chile that is red, white, or blue.
Yep.
Number four, what is the dentist planet in our solar system that is Earth?
Yeah, Earth is the densest of all the planets.
I said dentist.
Yeah, I know what you just said. I was trying to figure out what word you're trying to say there. I was like, did you say dentist? Yeah, did you say?
I said dentist.
I was trying to figure out what you're trying to say there. Okay.
That's my bad.
Yeah.
Number five, yes, that was a rodent. So let's see how you would have done on number six or seven. Which part of speech expresses strong emotion?
Ooh, I'm assuming it's cognitive.
Well, it's an interjection.
Interjection.
I also would not have known that. This would have been a hard round for me, too.
Last question here. What is the last name of the Simpsons' next-door neighbor?
I don't know their last name.
Charlotte's mad. Okay, Charlotte's mad about question number five.
Yeah,
what?
Because a rodent is a mammal. I think y'all had to be more specific.
Yeah, I know that technically it is, or it's not wrong. What kind of animal? An animal is technically a mammal. Technically, it's like what kind of.
That's true.
It's a technicality, I think, of what we're looking for. Because technically, an animal is a mammal.
Like, what kind of mammal?
Well, what
like,
do you want to do then?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, an animal is also a mammal. So I think when we say animal, it's like we are already kind of saying mammal. So, I mean, it's kind of a technicality on that one, you know? I mean, Celeste, I mean, are you going to feel cheated if we say rodent? Because rodent is technically, if you Google what kind of animal, if you Google the question,
rodent, yeah.
What kind of animal is a chinchilla, it does say rodent. So we're going to go on Google for this one, and that's what we're going to go off of. Charlotte.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlotte, for being the annoying person that's going to call us out on this one today.
No, it's not true.
She was trying to be on my side.
Celeste.
I appreciate her.
Yeah, I know, literally.
No, that's fair. I know. Honestly, it's not just
Char.
It's going to be a
little
text
line as
well.
Charlotte's literally whispering in my ear like,
it's okay.
All right. Anyway, Celeste, thank you for being understanding. Charlotte, no, I'm kidding. Celeste, hey, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you for playing today. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll have 7 new trivia questions, and we will talk to you this time tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
Have a good day, Celeste. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Can you call us if you saw an adult fight go down at a kid event? And if that sounds crazy, and I don't know if we're going to call us on this or not, but we're going to try. Honestly, in a perfect world, we'll get 0 calls and we'll just move on, right? And that's going to be a perfect world. I just don't think that we live in a perfect world, unfortunately, right? This is the reason we're bringing this story up. This happened, I was going to save this for PA So Cray Cray, but we have to talk about this today. This happened in, it was Harrisburg, right? Up in Pennsylvania last week. In a kindergarten graduation. Mm-hmm. I'll say that one more time. A kindergarten graduation went down. I don't know the exact dispute that was going on. Some parents decided something happened. Y'all, a fist fight broke out between the parents at the graduation, and things just went askew.
Oh my God!
At graduation?
It's terrible. I can't believe that that's something that would happen. I don't know why you would fight at a kindergarten graduation.
Because you're endangering not only my children, but the other children that are in the room as well. We need to grow up.
We need to grow up, parents. So at one point, there's a video of this. We'll post it at Kramer and Jess. Kramer and Jess on Instagram and Facebook. A baby was literally taken out of the arms of one of the men involved because that's a literally... escalated this fight had gotten. They literally took a baby child out of this person's arm because they wanted to fist fight at this kindergarten graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you smile?
Because things happen.
What do you mean things? Are you on the side of this fight?
No, I'm not on the side of this fight. I'm not saying that this should have happened. I'm not supporting the fact that it happened, but it happens. Like, sometimes
why do you have a tone like you understand that, like, what could have gone down
graduation beef?
Because I have been in situations it did go down at my college graduation party, but even at my birthday parties when I was little, fights would take place. And of course, it never has. Sometimes it has stuff to do with, like, honestly, I would say 9 times out of 10 has nothing to do with any child that is present. It has to do with the drama that the adults are currently facing.
Well, I doubt it was like, oh my gosh, you know, screw little Johnny on the stage. I'm going to fight over this. I don't think it was actually something.
Have I witnessed altercations at my own birthday parties growing up? Absolutely.
At your birthday party as a child,
yes.
There would be a fight going on.
I mean, because.
Why?
Because there's
I feel like, y'all, we've got to do better as adults and not fight at kid events.
100%.
There cannot be fights at children's events. And that's what's like disturbing me about the story so much.
Yeah. Also, please understand, just because I'm sharing my perspective and my experience of what I've experienced in my life does not mean I support the actions.
You're not saying it's right.
I'm not saying that it's right, but when you're like, how could this happen? I'm telling you, happens.
You're like, well, my mom had said this to my aunt, and then all of a sudden.
I'm telling you what happened.
Okay, so let's try this. What happened? I want to know about the fight that happened at a kid's event that totally ruined the kid's event. Because again, y'all, this was a child's, this is a kindergarten graduation. How could something have gone so askew at a child's event? That led from like, hey, this is supposed to be something really happy, right, for a kid, and then all of a sudden it was like an adult fight. Like I said, maybe we get no calls and everybody feels good and we'll just move on with the show. But I don't know. I have a feeling there's got to be somebody out there like, hey, listen, there was a T-ball match. There was a T-ball match and it went askew. This is Kelly, right, Kelly? What's up, Kelly? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you saw an adult fight go down at a kid event.
Yeah, so my son plays travel baseball. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's always tension at baseball games for kids for some reason.
Why is that, by the way? Do you know why that is?
Because there's so much crap talking between the kids mm-hmm. that the parents hear, and eventually the parents start crap talking against each other.
Okay.
So then it just kind of blows up, and it turns into something that it's supposed to be a fun event.
Sure.
But
it's competitive.
A lot of times that it's not. It's not fun sometimes because you're like, why are we doing this?
Yes.
But, yeah. All right. It was, so my, I think at the time he was 14. You know, he's older now, but they were lining up to finish the game. We had won. And the kids had been out on the field the whole time, trash talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So the catcher from that team kind of just sucker punched one of our kids, and they were fighting. So then the parents were like, oh no, like you're not going to put your hands on my kids. So then the parents started fighting. So it, bats were getting brung out. I'm panicking, like, where's my child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get any of this. So the police wound up having to be called. It was, I think it was like 6 or 7 cops that showed up. Those kids, they got in trouble. They got kicked off, you know, they got suspended for a few games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing happened to the parents, I don't think. But
whoa. So wait, did the parents ridiculous. The parents then also got into a fist fight, or they just got into a fight as well?
Yes, it was a whole brawl in the middle of the field.
And you said they were bringing bats out? Like they were swinging the bats at each other?
The adults.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The adults were swinging bats at each other.
Yep.
Does that feel justified to you, Jess, if the adults are swinging bats at each other because the kids... Okay, but hang on. But the kids had gotten into a fist fight. So do you feel
I think that people should be swinging bats on each other ever? No. Do I think anyone should be getting physical? No. But do I understand in the heat of the moment where you see your kid get sucker punched in the face and you say something and then their mom or
dad
is like,
the field, man.
You get what I'm saying?
You're charging the field.
Of course.
You're grabbing your battle axe. It just happens to be a bat.
If you see your kid getting physically assaulted, you're clearly going to react in emotion. I don't support what happened, but do I understand the heat of the moment?
How it did.
Yeah.
This is who, Jess?
This is Ted on 3.
What is up, Ted? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what happened? It was a kid's event and it was an adult fight.
So, yeah, so actually it was a soccer event, and, you know, the kids were under 14, and they're out there doing their thing on the field, and the parents become very competitive, and I'll be honest, a lot of times it's the moms. The moms are out there, and they love watching their kids, sons, daughters, and they get extremely loud and just, you know, rude, to the point it's obnoxious. And they take it to a level where it just is too much. And then the kids start to get involved. So they kind of feed off of the parents. And, you know, it spills over. And, you know, again, the problem is with men and women, and they're in these situations, is someone might say something, they overstep their boundaries.
Yeah.
And then here it is, they got to step in and defend the person's honor, or, you know, defend their wife or do whatever.
Oh,
and the
God.
Men get involved, and then they start beating on each other. So I've seen it several times.
So what happened? Can you think of one situation where you're like, oh my God, what?
Oh yeah. Well, the one time it happened, and, you know, the parents got in, two fathers got into it. You know, and they square up with each other, you know, and a lot of times they just do their dance and no one swings a fight. But then the kids, they feed off of it. The one kid picked up a corner flag, pulled it out of the ground, and started chasing one of the other kids around with it, trying to pick him with it, you know, stab him with the corner flag.
During the game? During this happening during the game?
It was after the game. It was the game had concluded. But, yeah, he ran over, grabbed the corner flag, and started trying to...
So it started with an adult fight, but then it rolled over into a kid fight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, the kids are going to feed off of, they watch kind of see what their parents are going to do. And, you know,
so like it was almost like the parents were trying to defend the kids, but then the kids are trying to defend the parents. And then it's just like this whole weird universe of just everybody's fighting all over each other all over again.
Yeah. But there becomes a point in time where, you know, again, you know, the level that, you know, if you're talking to somebody a certain way, you know, at some point in time, if you take it past that certain level,
it's over.
It becomes no longer talk. Now it's getting physical. It's so.
Yo, these Y'all sporting events,
wild. I'm telling
these
you,
sporting events get crazy.
You guys are getting wild. Thank you for calling us. Yeah, how do you feel about forgiveness, especially if it's a family member? Man, Jess is struggling with this right now, and I know family's tough, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like people you just don't want to give up on, no matter what the situation mm-hmm. is.
Especially, I think, when you almost come to terms with the fact that they might not be in your life, and that's kind of where my family was at this point. My dad has had basically no relationship with his little sister for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of things have happened, and I think the in most simplest terms, just family drama that has been packed on over a long, long time. And ultimately, there was a kind of a breaking point at my college graduation. And not only did she have a lot of issues with my parents, but it was something that our relationship also, I think, was really toxic. And it was tough because she was someone that I looked up to so much. And all of us had kind of come to terms that she wouldn't be in our life anymore. And this week she actually reached out to my parents and not only wants to basically rebuild her relationship with them, but also with me.
So Jess talked about this on our Uncensored podcast yesterday. In case you don't know, we have an Uncensored podcast. Heads up on that. That's an Uncensored podcast. So like before you're like, oh my God, you didn't know you guys had a podcast. I'm going to listen to that with my kids. Just heads up. It's Uncensored. So like we say cuss words and stuff. I'm going to play a clip of this because I know we talk a lot about family dynamics on this show. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, in case you're like, oh my God, my family is the only screwed up family. It's not. We all have screwed up family dynamics as well. So you might feel more welcome to listen to our podcast as well to know that you're not alone in that. But just know, like if you're struggling with also feeling like, oh my gosh, like, wait, my family gets in these really weird dynamics too. Listen to Jess's situation because you might hear some of yourself in this as well. Here's Jess's story. Listen.
I feel like hopeful, excited, and uncomfortable at the same time because there's a lot that's happened. So my parents haven't been speaking to my dad's sister for about like 7 years now. And there was a really big falling out at one of my other aunt's funerals that went down. And it was really sad. And she had been in a really bad place and has been struggling with a lot. But I think sometimes she would take that out on family. She would take that out on me. She would take that out on my dad. And it was tough, especially for my relationship with her, because she was just someone in my life that I never thought wouldn't be there. Like the closeness that I had with her is like the closeness that I have with Abby and Maya. Mm. And I can't imagine Abby and Maya and myself having a falling out and like sure. them cutting me out of their life and me hurting them in the way that she's hurt me before.
Yeah.
So when she was treating me this way and like there was just all this kind of stuff happening and me not having the capacity at that time to understand and comprehend like how my auntie could be treating me this way was really, really sad. Mm. And so there has at this point in our lives, I just felt like that was it. Like that was our reality. Like yeah. we weren't going to have a relationship with her and she has kids. And so that makes me sad that my sister and I don't have a relationship with them because it gets complicated, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she reached out a couple days ago to my dad and she left this voicemail that he said felt very sincere. And he said that she sounded like herself for the first time in a really long time.
Wow.
And she just reached out and was basically like, I would love to sit down with you guys and, you know, just have a conversation, see how you are, like, let me know. And they ended up speaking that night and wow. going to her house. And my dad sent me the selfie of it was my dad, my mom and my aunt. And my uncle was like, is this AI? Like, it was crazy. And like, she did say that when she is ready, that she wants to reach out to my sister and I and have a conversation with us too, because my aunt had said, like, I don't even know Jessica as a married woman. And I think that I'm a little like nervous and scared to almost start that again because I don't know what that's going to feel like and yeah. it's going to bring up a lot of feelings that we're going to have to go through again. And so it's like this is the first time I have experienced someone coming back into your life that you felt like wasn't going to at some point. Like I had accepted that and there's been so much time. So this is the first time in my life that I'm really going to have to practice and like work through the experience of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of elements with it too, aside from family history, but mental health issues and things that she's still going through and working through right now. And I think I'm nervous to have to bring up
So it's a whole long discussion. It's on our podcast, and if it sounds like something you're going through, I think you could really appreciate the conversation.
Right.
It's over on Kramer and Jess Uncensored, and that's you can get that literally anywhere you get podcasts. You know, it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Go find us over on there. But thank you for sharing, Jess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay. Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you got going through your head right now?
So I'm thinking about reading my wife's journal to make sure that she wasn't with anybody else while we were separated.
Why would you do that?
Well, my wife and I have been separated for about a year or so, and we got separated because there's lies, and we weren't trusting each other, and a whole bunch of stuff, and we spent the last year going through counseling, trying to just get back to where we used to be, and it used to be really good, and now we have kids, and we're trying to give our marriage another shot.
Okay.
And the bottom line is I'm going to take the leap. I'm going to move back in on Saturday.
Okay.
We both agree. We said we're going to take the break and not date anybody else.
Okay.
We just wanted to leave that option open so when we got back together, we could just move forward. And I kept that promise. And she said she did too. So I'm hoping that she's being truthful. And
there seems to be like a shadow of a doubt for some reason here.
Why would you want to read the journal if she told you that she didn't do it when you guys are trying to like learn how to trust each other again, I guess?
Maybe it's just human instinct. I mean, I was moving some boxes the other day, and here's this journal, and it's like staring me in the face, and it's like that, you know, devil and angel on my shoulder, telling me, read it, don't read it, and
so you,
I feel ya.
You think that, like, in there, she's like, there could possibly be like, and I had this sweeping romance with Mark, and like, it might, you don't know what might be in there. Oof, man. Well, I mean, what is your gut telling you to do?
I mean, I want to read it. And if I read it and I find nothing, then we're good. And I just have to live with knowing that I didn't trust her and went behind her back. And I don't know if that'll lead me apart. But if I don't read it and find out later that she wasn't honest with me, like, I could be putting my kids through another breakup. I don't know if I could stay with it. So,
well, that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in the situation. It's not just like it's just you. I mean, we've got kids involved. I could see why you'd be a little apprehensive about the move.
But doesn't that contradict all the work you guys have been putting into getting to this point? Now you're going to lie to her, go behind her back and read something that you're not supposed to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and my therapist told me not to read it.
Well,
it's a catch 22.
Let's talk it out. So Anonymous is saying, basically, my wife and I have been separated. You said there was just, maybe you don't have to get too specific, I guess, but just some trust things that went down with you guys. And it's been about a year and you're getting back together. That's great. But you're saying, hey, when I'm moving back in, I found this journal and I kind of just want to read it because we made this agreement that, like, we're not going to date anybody else. And we both said we didn't. And I just want to make sure that, like, she's being as honest as I was. And it's going to help kind of rebuild that trust in me. And that feel really good as I'm kind of moving my life back in with hers. Or do I just leave that journal alone and just trust that, like, she's being honest with me now? I mean, Jess, you kind of said what you want to say, but anything else? Like,
yeah, I just kind of think, obviously, there's been damage done on both sides. And you guys have chosen to work on it together and move forward. It almost just feels like you're taking a step back if you still feel the need to go through her things.
It's kind of, I feel like it could be like a step forward for me and just really find out if we're being honest and she's being honest, and I think it'll work out better this way.
But then tell her though, you know what I mean? Don't do it behind her back because then you're doing the same thing.
This is more of like a peace of mind thing for me. I just need to ease back into things, and it's really difficult. So I think this will just make me feel better and allow me to trust her more.
You know, here's the thing. Should you do it? I don't know. I'm not a therapist. Your therapist said no, so probably not. Would I do it? Yeah, 100% I would do it. 100%. You know, trust is a weird thing, man. Like, it's earned. It's not just given, especially after it's broken. Like, I'm going to go through your stuff for a while. And I think that's to be expected. I guarantee you, if your journal was sitting there too and she was suspecting things of you, she's also probably going to go through your journal as well. I would expect her to do that for a while. So let's get some phone calls on this. Who's up?
This is Brian in Dundalk on 4.
I mean, Brian, it's her personal diary, but like, does he have the right to kind of go through it to make sure that she wasn't indeed dating somebody while they were separated?
I think the whole thing was based on trust. The reason they broke up was trust, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He should have every right to go through that diary. He should read every page.
But if that's the case, tell her then. I think the main thing is they went through all this counseling. They went through this couple's therapy. So why are you going to do something, I mean, for either of them behind the other's back, though, at this point? What is the point of that 20 years in?
There's a lot to it. I mean, it's not just about them. It's about the marriage, their house, their future, their kids, everything. So he should read it.
Well, yeah, but I guess the question is, if they've been working on trust, then shouldn't he just trust her?
Trust isn't something you always just get right back. It's something that earned. And I feel like if he reads that journal and everything comes out good, he can. I think it's a way for him to trust her again. Once somebody lies or cheats or whatever in a relationship and the trust is broken, I think it's totally fine for him to keep an eye on her and double check, make sure she's telling the truth.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Who's up, Jess?
This is Suzanne on 2 in Bel Air.
Suzanne, what's up? Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Should he go through this journal?
No, it's a huge mistake. So they've been separated. She's a journaler, so she captures, her thoughts and emotions by the written word. That written word is not always going to be flattering to him because they've, been separated. Even if they weren't separated as a married couple, you don't always like your spouse. Mm. And maybe she writes things down. He's going to get his feelings hurt. And maybe not about this infidelity, but she's going to say things about him and he's not going to recover from it because it's going to get it.
So you think there's other things?
I think, honestly, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I think that's a good point. Aside from him finding something that he's looking for in relation to another person,
this
what if he sees something where she's just trying to express, especially during that time of the separation, how do you unsee that and it's going to be more damaging to him?
Yeah. But honestly, could you not go through it though?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She didn't even breathe. She didn't even breathe, man. I hear you. I hear you. But I just don't know that my curiosity could leave it alone, too, and just not know what happened during that time.
It feels like a waste, knowing that
I could know.
If that's the case, don't move back in. And honestly, don't just separate. Get a divorce because you're just going to do this for the rest of your life.
Thank you for calling us. Hey, Marielle and Timonium, good morning.
Good morning.
So does he read it or do we talk him out of it?
I say read it. I would say 99.9% of the time, everyone would read if you're in a situation like that.
I'm telling you. I mean, everyone's
counseling and therapy, yeah. I just feel like that's a slap in the face. At this point, break up. What's the point?
You're right, too. I agree. I mean, the whole point of therapy is to work on himself and to do all of those things. But there's this gut instinct that we have. Yeah. I just, there are children involved. It's very sensitive. And they're already in that separation mode. And some people fall back on that. Like, oh, well, we were separated.
Right.
I was just talking to him.
Is she going to use that? Well, you can't really be mad at me because, we were separated.
I don't know, man. If you are going to make a choice to forgive your partner, then you actually have to move forward. You can't keep bringing up old stuff because you guys are just going to stay there. So my thing is for him to keep saying it, it sounds like he's still in that mindset. And if he can't get out of it, which he understandably so, but then let her go. So what, you're just going to torture her and yourself for the rest of your marriage and make your kids experience that too?
You guys are both right. And that's the tough part. And at the end of the day, he knows her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they've been in that relationship and they have children. So there's a lot of years of personality stuff, too. So he ultimately knows her character.
Yo, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Yeah, I think this is a really, really tricky situation. But you're right. I think instinct, what you said one word that nobody's brought up yet, which is gut instinct, which is if he's worried about it, there's something going on here that I think has to be explored. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for calling us. Hey, Jessica in Baltimore, I mean, does he read this journal or do we talk him out of it?
Absolutely not. I think if he reads it, then it was a waste of time to go to therapy and counseling about trust.
And money, hello.
The first caller was horrible advice. I'm sorry. Like, if... I just, my thing is like, if he goes to the journal, he's like the other caller said also, like, if he's going to find, you're always going to find something that you don't like that's going to make you upset.
That's and true.
Yeah.
That's 100% true. Now, I will say that is true. Like, you will, I guarantee you, he will find something in there that will break them, probably at least damage them in some. It may not be a man, but there's going to be something that's going to be like,
on how she felt.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
maybe
right.
What she wanted to do. Maybe, you know, and I think that's what's hurtful, where it's like, so what? Is there no place where she can be honest with how she's feeling then?
Man.
Right. And
man.
I just think that if she, like, we don't know who was like not being faithful or who was. Like, we're missing part of the story about why there's a lack of trust also, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if he went through all his counseling with her and he still can't trust her, then I think that the bigger picture is that they're not meant to be together. And that's just something that they have to like come to terms with. Because if you're going to do this for the rest of your life, constantly go through each other's things. She told you she didn't do anything. Why don't you believe? Around, like, how would he feel?
Yeah. 100%. We hear you. Thank you for calling us. So, I mean, Anonymous, what do you want to do then? I mean, does it still feel like the right thing to do to go through it? I mean, can you, in good faith, like, not do it then with, like...
I'm still so torn. I mean, people told me I'm crazy, like, not to read it, and I should read it before making a huge commitment.
Right.
And people said, if I read it, I'm proving that I don't trust her anymore. And I shouldn't be moving back in. I mean, a lot of people agreed with the therapist.
Yeah. I mean, it was, the professional.
I know. I mean, it's kind of hard, right? I don't think you're crazy either way. I mean, trust takes time to rebuild. So I don't think you're crazy for wanting to read it, for sure. But should you is like a completely, completely different question, you know?
Yep, and I know if I do it, I can't take it back.
You can't. So no, that's true. Like, it's like, what do you want round two to be like, I guess, is really the question, right?
Yeah. So,
I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always like to check back in with people to find out, like, you know, with these big decisions, like, what they actually do. So, would you want to do an update with us? We do what we call a Talk Me Out of It update on Monday mornings to find out, like, what, you know, actually happen with these things. Would you want to call us back on Monday and actually check in and tell us what you actually did with this?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Is that cool? So, like, you'd have to call us back at, like, 8:25 Monday?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.